Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Welcome back to the show, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Andy Goss as we continue into the third decade of our show. Andy is—he's been around a lot longer than that. He's been a monetary expert, a numismatic expert for I don't know what 100 years, 89 years, something like what is it? How long, Andy?
Did we lose? When we went in business. Yeah.
And so, thank you for being here, Andy. Is the United States government bankrupt?
Oh, yeah. Except that,
that
have the ability to well, they're $20 trillion in the hole without the means to pay or a plan to pay. But unlike us, they have the ability, a bank that will loan them unlimited amounts of money. Well, they get to set their own limit. I'd love to do that, wouldn't you, Jim? Set your own credit limit.
Let me put that 20 in perspective real quick, and then I'll let you go again. Folks, about a dozen, 12, 13 years ago, we had $5 trillion in national debt, and people were pulling their hair out. People were the veins were popping out of their head. When I remember, I talked to Steve Forbes on the show, and he put $5 trillion in perspective. He said, you know, we got a $12 trillion economy with $5 trillion in debt. Most companies can handle that. Well, guess what? Folks, in 10 to 12 years, it's gone from 5 to 20. In fact, in the 8 years with Obama, it went from 10 to 20. Now,
right.
it's not
and
just the number,
GDP,
it's the pace of this.
That's right. The GDP, meanwhile, went from 12 to 14 in the same time period.
Yeah.
Now, let me put it in better perspective. If you took all the money in everyone's checking account and savings account throughout the world, any dollar that's sitting in a checking or savings account, whether it belongs to a business or an individual or anyone else, if you took all of that and put it together with all of the cash in existence, you'd still be $5 trillion short of paying the national debt.
Just the U.S.
So,
debt. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So the number in
it's
that,
actually,
in that
it's actually
money
worse
with a
than
zero
that.
Maturity is $15 trillion.
But it's worse than that because they owe the Social Security
unfunded
trust fund
$3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, the unfunded liabilities. It's not just Social Security. I've found 170 trust funds, all of which have been looted.
Yeah.
So we're in poor shape indeed.
What?
And I'm afraid that their solution is to simply double the supply of money, as they've doubled the debt, and that will, of course, make it worth
what less. What do you think? What's your? Is there any hope for us?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's dilution solution. You know, the idea that we could pay this national debt with the existing supply of money is impossible. But if we double the supply of money, if we go from 15 to 30 trillion,
yeah,
well, then we have an opportunity to.
But
pay.
If we don't change our ways, if we don't change our behavior, then we're going to be back to this again. Because see, this is what banks how banks underwrite companies, as you know.
That's
if
right.
they see a company sure. getting in this kind of profligate behavior, they shut them down.
That's right. Well, and people say that the Federal Reserve banks, and the Federal Reserve Board are there to do just that, but. I've never heard a Fed chairman or anybody say to the president or the Congress, hey, you guys got to slow down. You can't spend money like this.
Let me tell you, the only way we're going to get out of this, Andy, we've got to keep our regulations low like they're going. We've got to lower taxes.
Yep.
We've got to grow the economy. The only way to get out of this problem is to grow the economy and get our government on some kind of a budget.
You're absolutely right.
That's the only way. Otherwise, we're done. We're history. Eventually.
What a concept. Budget.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, we got to drain the swamp first, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Democrats, Republicans, they're on drugs, aren't they? They're drug addicts.
They are. And, you know, I just had a grandson. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And we named him We named him Andrew Jackson Goss, the only president, obviously, to ever have paid the national debt. And I hope he grows up and is just as strong as Andrew Jackson, because that's the kind of president. I mean, not that we don't have one now, but yeah, that sort of president is what we need.
Well, I'll tell you, you got to give Trump his due on the regulations, buddy. He's cut those back.
That's right, man. You want to write a new one, you got to cancel
that's
two.
Right.
I just thought that
and
was
And that's
awesome.
Happening. That's folks, that's happening right now. Hey, Andy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, man.
AndyGoss.com. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.